There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Australia. And Stand With Us Australia has responded to letters sent to three universities urging the cancellation of a multi-faith event aimed at educating about the October 7th attacks. The organization, in collaboration with Israel is hosting Shared Stories Interfaith Minority Voices for a Cohesive Future, featuring a virtual reality experience from survivors of the Hamas-led massacre and a diverse panel discussion. Critics have accused the event of supporting the Israel Defense Forces and have raised claims regarding IDF conduct, including allegations of genocide and human rights abuses. Stand With Us Executive Director Michael Genscher labelled the letters as a coordinated smear campaign against open discourse and urged university leaders to uphold educational values over ideology. He emphasised that the programme promotes education, empathy and social cohesion and should not be silenced. In the United Kingdom, students have shared distressing accounts of anti-Semitic abuse and institutional indifference during two roundtables hosted by Stand With Us UK at the House of Lords and the Israeli Embassy. They highlighted hostility faced for expressing their Zionist identity or hosting events about Israel. A King's College London student recounted how an interfaith event was cancelled by pro-Palestinian activists amid severe violence. Baroness Jackie Smith emphasized the government's commitment to training schools and universities to combat anti-Semitism, stressing the responsibility of university leadership. Students criticized educational institutions for failing to support Jewish and pro-Israel students, describing a culture of fear and marginalization. On to the latest from Iran. An advisor to Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has warned of nuclear retaliation following threatening remarks by US President Donald Trump. Khamenei's advisor, Ali Larijani, made these comments after the Ayatollah then vowed to retaliate if Trump were to bomb the country based on its nuclear objectives.
They threaten to attack us, which we don't think is very probable. But if they commit any mischief, they will surely receive a strong reciprocal blow. If they are thinking of causing sedition inside the country as in past years, the Iranian people themselves will deal with them.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration is reviewing $9 billion in federal contracts and grants to Harvard University, citing anti-Semitism on college campuses. This includes $255 million in contracts and $8.7 billion in grants. The review is part of broader efforts to pressure universities to modify policies amid ongoing culture wars. Supporters argue it counters leftist extremism, while critics claim it undermines academic freedom and free speech. Earlier, the administration suspended $175 million in funding to the University of Pennsylvania over its transgender sports policies. The Department of Education has warned 60 universities, including Harvard, that enforcement actions may occur under Title VI of the Civil Rights Act if they fail to protect Jewish students from anti-Semitic incidents. And finally, a plane carrying 150 Israeli students en route to Poland has arrived safely after making an emergency landing in Turkey. Education Minister Yoav Keish confirmed the students' safe arrival in Poland on Tuesday morning, adding that they were on their way to their hotel. The students from Ein Kerem High School in Jerusalem were on a school trip focused on Holocaust education and were accompanied by security personnel from the Shin Bet, as is standard for such trips. The Education Ministry is in close contact with security and educational authorities as well as parents, and reports indicate that all students are in good spirits and under the supervision of their teachers. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.